Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
Let's all unite our hearts together in prayer. Our Father and our God in heaven, we praise thee, Lord, for the privilege to meet in thy presence. And we thank thee, Lord, that where two or three are gathered together in thy name, there thou art in the midst. And we praise thee, Lord, for the position of the child of God. We praise thee that we're chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. We praise thee, Lord, that through redemption we're made nigh by the blood of Christ. We praise thee, we're adopted into thy family. And we praise thee, Lord, that we have the Spirit of God, our comforter and our guide. And Lord, we rejoice, Lord, for all those who are thy children. There is that blessed hope and glorious assurance that one day we'll be with thee in glory for all of eternity. And Lord, as we come to look at thy word today, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt draw near. We pray that the Holy Spirit of God, the author of this book, would lead us and guide us into all truth. Remember our brother Smith as he comes to preach thy word. We pray that thou wilt be mouth, matter, and wisdom to him. Stand at his right hand, take charge of his lips. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt make him to be the Lord's messenger and the Lord's message. For we ask these things in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen. Our reading is taken from the book of Romans, Romans chapter 1, and we're reading from verse 1. Romans chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship, for obedience unto the faith among all nations for his name, among whom ye are also the called of Jesus Christ. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And then moving down the chapter to verse 13. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was left hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Amen. And God will add his blessing to the reading of his truth. We're going to sing that lovely gospel hymn entitled, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less Than Jesus' Blood and Righteousness.
Thank you, Reverend Wilson, for leading. I would like to turn your attention to the words which are found in verse 16 of Romans chapter 1. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Paul, of course, is writing to believers in Rome, that city that was the capital of the Roman Empire. And there were gathered a group of believers, and it was his desire to come among them and to preach the word of God. If you look at verse 15, he says, "So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also." And Paul here in these verses declares his readiness to come and minister the gospel of Christ, preach the word of God to those that are in that great capital of Rome. The point I wish to stress here is this, that Paul, in the opening part of verse 16, says, "I am not ashamed." And that means that Paul here is not in any way humiliated by his stand for the gospel. He does not take note, if you like, of the scorn, the ridicule that many would bring upon him, particularly in the capital of the Roman Empire, Rome. He does not allow himself to feel as though when he would come to Rome that he should be boxed into some kind of corner and hide himself away. No, Paul here says, "I am ready to preach the gospel to you at Rome also, for I am not ashamed." We are told today, of course, that the message of the word of God is not relevant to this century. There are many, of course, who will use terminology like, "We have moved on. We do not need this anymore," pouring scorn and ridicule upon the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, his truth, and his word. I would like to leave with you the words here of the great Apostle Paul. And in doing so, I trust that you will be able to see why it is we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. First of all, could I point out that the gospel has content in it. That content, of course, is summarized, at least in part, in verse 3 in Paul's introduction to the Roman believers. "Concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead." And when Paul here is therefore referring to the gospel, he of course has in mind the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, and very many great truths in relation to the person of the Lord Jesus. We could speak here of the resurrection of Christ, which is here mentioned in this very opening part in verse 4 when he speaks of the resurrection from the dead. He's speaking here of the Lord Jesus, who rose again from the dead. And we, of course, could think of many great truths in connection with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We think of his virgin birth. We think of his righteousness. In him was no sin. We think of his atoning death, because the Bible says that he took in his own body our sins upon the tree, that is, on the cross of Calvary. He is dying for sinners. We've mentioned already his resurrection, which is specifically mentioned in this particular chapter. These great truths are all embedded in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul here, as he comes into this book generally, is outlining many of these truths. And he can say here, "I am not ashamed of these things." We could also point out that in these chapters, he's dealing with sin and righteousness One of the fundamental points of the Word of God in relation to the Gospel is, how can a person be right with God? And Paul here in these chapters is really dealing with that and reminding us that righteousness comes by faith in Jesus Christ. It's not a matter of our works. It's not a matter of what religion we belong to. It is a matter of our relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ and knowing Christ's righteousness and His pardon and forgiveness through His atoning work. Mention is also made in this chapter even concerning the wrath of God. In verse 18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Verse 32 speaks of the judgment of God. And what I'm seeking to do here is to show you that the Word of God here, as it is explaining to us what is the gospel, Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It contains many and great, wonderful truths, all connected with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, how sin is dealt with, because there is a wrath, a judgment of God that must be faced. And can I therefore ask here today, what do these things mean to you? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you know your sins pardoned and forgiven? Have you come to an understanding of who the person of the Lord Jesus Christ is, what He has accomplished upon the cross of Calvary? Or would it have to be said, you're ashamed of these things? These are things that you feel are not relevant to you. I've had individuals say that to me, even recently. I do not feel that the gospel is really relevant to me. It may be relevant to my family. It may be relevant to my nearest and dearest, but it is not relevant to me because you feel a sense of shame in regard to these things. Well, Paul the Apostle, he can come and say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. We'll come in a moment or two to understand from what he says why he is not ashamed. But we're seeking to show you what are these great truths. And Paul here is simply stating, I'm not ashamed of this. There may be many today that say, well, I don't feel this is relevant. I don't think this is for today. Well, we have to say the Word of God reminds us that we stand in need of God's salvation. Before God, no matter what century a person stands in, we stand before God as sinners, and we stand needing the cleansing power of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you the experience of knowing Christ as your Lord, Christ as your Savior? Do you know the power of the gospel in your life, in your soul? Or are you ashamed of these things? We must remind you, these are real truths. Very, very relevant. If I could also point out here, not only is Paul not ashamed, but if you look at the verse again that we're taking as our text, he says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. And the thought I would leave with you here in connection with this is this. Paul here is really saying this is relevant. And it's relevant to every individual. The Jew first and then also to the Greek. If you look at the passage, again looking at the wider context of these chapters, if you look there at verse 22, chapter 2, rather, and verse 3. Thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God. And he's speaking there in that chapter to the Jews. But if you go back to the chapter we're looking at and look at verse 23 and 24, he says concerning those who know nothing of the Jewish religion, they've changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, to birds and to four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And Paul here is doing something. He is identifying sin and he is making it relevant to the Jew that rejects the Lord Jesus Christ, to the Greek who gives themselves over to lasciviousness and to terrible sins. And what Paul is doing here is he's saying, this gospel, I'm not ashamed of it. And I'm not ashamed to apply it. I'm not ashamed to bring these things to bear upon the individual. And that's an important thing. It's very easy to, as it were, just simply state truths that are contained in the Word of God and, as it were, stand back. But what the Word of God actually does is bring these things to bear upon us. And the mere mention here of the Jew and then the Greek is indicative of that. It's reminding us that this has relevance to each one of us. And Paul, in these chapters, is outlining the sins of the age and the sins of individuals, and seeking, therefore, to lay these things to heart. I mentioned those verses that are found in chapter 2 and verse 3, and you can see that very clearly. Thinkest thou this, O man? There's Paul, as it were, bringing to bear the Word of God upon the heart. And the point I'm making here is, as Paul is teaching the gospel and teaching these truths, he's not ashamed to do that. The Lord Jesus, in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, having spoken of the tares among the wheat and how they were divided and the wicked were separated from the just, he asks in verse 51, have you understood all these things? They answered in the affirmative because the Lord desired that they understood what he was actually saying. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10 and 11, Paul brings this more to bear upon the heart when he says this, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And later on, verse 11, he says this, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. And you see what the Word of God here is doing? The Word of God is taking the truths of the Word of God and bringing them to bear upon individuals. And that is identifiable in our text because Paul here speaks about the Jew first and then the Greek. And Paul's not ashamed to do that. He's not ashamed to bring this before the conscience of individuals that they need to be right with God and they need to know Christ as their Lord and Saviour. And likewise, we are not ashamed today to bring before you your need of Jesus Christ if you're not saved. You need to have your sins dealt with, cleansed and pardoned. You as an individual need to get right with God to repent and turn to Jesus Christ. This is something relevant to you as an individual. And then, if I could simply ask the question in closing, why is Paul not ashamed? If you look at verse 16, he says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. What that means is this. The gospel of Christ truly saves. It truly meets the need of the heart. It truly deals with the issue of sin because it provides in Jesus Christ a sacrifice for sin, a way by which the debt of sin can be paid through the shedding of his precious blood, a way by which sin may be forgiven, all through Christ and his atoning blood. And the power of the gospel is such that in its promise lies the promise of eternal life to the soul. The soul dies without Christ. There's no hope. The soul goes to a Christless eternity in hell. But coming to know Christ brings about eternal life. Listen to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. He that believeth in me shall never die. That is, there is a regeneration that takes place in the heart and in the soul. A new life comes into the soul and we are born again of the Holy Spirit. It is a real salvation. That is relevant. Relevant to you. Relevant now. Paul knew this. Think of the Apostle Paul as he goes down that Damascus road. He is bent on destroying Christians, persecuting the Church of Jesus Christ. He spoke of it often. But something happened to Paul. He met with the Savior. His life was transformed. And we think of the many phrases he uses concerning the Lord Jesus Christ and what happened to him. And he speaks of the Son of God who loved him and gave himself for me. He spoke of a day when he would stand in glory, receiving the crown of righteousness. Paul was transformed. That's why he can say here, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. You can come to Jesus Christ today and know this power in your soul. Get to Christ. Get to him now. Let's bow together in prayer. Our eternal God, we thank thee for the power of the gospel. We thank thee for its relevancy. We pray that even now some soul will cry to thee in faith, looking to Jesus Christ alone for pardon and for forgiveness. Answer this cry and prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.